The Blue Mountains Council is asking to see the services it delivers broken down as core and non-core. At its meeting on July 15, Council unanimously passed a resolution brought forward by Cown. Alex Maxwell for a study to be completed to identify which services are core, mandatory, and which are non-core, non-mandatory. Maxwell said Sao Sean Everett often mentions, need to do, must do, and want to do, services, and he said it would be useful for council to have services categorized by those that are required and those that are not. Let's identify core services just so we know more information to make an informed decision, said Maxwell. The full text of Maxwell's resolution can be found on the agenda here. The resolution found broad support at the council table. Cown, June Porter said it would be valuable information for council to have. It can be very helpful to see the percentage of funds put on core and non-core services, said Porter. It would be useful, financially, to look at this. Maxwell's resolution called for the study to be part of the 2025 budget process. Cown, Sean McKinley expressed concerns about getting such a project off the ground on such a tight timeline. To undertake a study like this, I don't think it would be ready by budget, he said. However, McKinley's concerns were allayed when Sao Everett expressed enthusiasm for the project and said staff could complete the work in a straightforward manner. I think it's a hugely worthwhile process, said Everett, who said it was a great opportunity for council to assess the nice-to-dos we've assumed over the years. I think it's a great initiative, said Everett. Mayor Andrea Matrasov said the project could evolve into one that is ongoing and becomes part of the regular process. Everett agreed and said the project could be completed without a consultant and would be embedded in the 2025 budget when it comes forward. The SAO said it is an opportunity to push the envelope a little more with council.